This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
If the Steelers, I once asked you if the Steelers would retire Bradshaw's number while he was still alive, and you, meaning Jerry, said, shame on them if they don't. I agree. His recent health makes me pray they do this year. Any inside info on that? To which Dulac replies, I don't think it's happening anytime soon. You know, I saw Mac on his podcast with Kabali make some comment about how when Bradshaw talks, Steelers fans tend to tune him out and ignore him. I'll speak for myself here. Why do so many? I get it. Like, we've got the stuff with not going to the Rooney's funerals, and he has said things about Chuck Knoll and that relationship that anger people who lived through those two guys being the coach and quarterback of the Steelers. But I really don't understand how or why a four-time Super Bowl champion who won two Super Bowl MVPs and a regular season MVP, why he is treated the way that he is by the team and its fans. I mean, I would think that actions speak louder than words, and the fact that he won big here and launched a dynasty as the team's quarterback trumps everything else. He's not getting arrested. He's not a criminal. They're not making Netflix documentaries about him like they are Brett Favre. He's not Aaron Rodgers talking about, you know, 9/11 conspiracy theories. He's not Ben Roethlisberger, who was accused of things in Lake Tahoe and Milledgeville. He's a guy that didn't show up for the owner's funerals and didn't get along with the head coach. And he's a pariah, persona non grata for some people. More so, this is my anger with the organization than it is the way the fan. His number, he should have his moment in the sun. I get it, like, you have to find a date that doesn't conflict with Fox, so you'd have to do it on a Monday or Thursday or something, but
you're the Steelers, you play a lot of those games.
Or it doesn't necessarily even have to be on a game day. That would be preferred. But I do think it's ridiculous that the man's 76 years old. He's the greatest quarterback in franchise history. And, you know, other than putting him in their Hall of Honor the same time as every other Steelers Hall of Famer who's in Canton, so it wasn't like he had some kind of preferential or special treatment, he's like never gotten that kind of remembrance or recognition by the team. And I think they should do that before. I agree with Greenwood's this guy name. Maybe it's Elsie. I don't know. I think that it is crazy that scars haven't healed over and they won't just sack up and give him that kind of accolade.
I think with the fans, the thing he did, criticize you know, not show up to funerals, criticize the head, the, you know, practically the deity that was his head coach, even though the head coach's record wouldn't be as good if Terry hadn't balled out in big games.
Yep.
I think that or those, I should say, are the kind of sins that resonate more with fans than like anybody being accused of stuff off the field. Like, I think that for them, it's like, well, yeah, the other stuff that other guys were accused of or maybe even did is bad. But this is, the call is coming from inside the house. It's like, why don't you all want to get along with each other? You all won so big. You mean to tell me you had problems with Chuck Knoll? How dare you? Like, he took on the one guy from, like, the two entities, really, the Rooney family and Chuck Knoll, who were definitively bigger than him on, you know, in around those 70s teams. And so I think that's always going to rub people the wrong way, because I think people want to believe.
You're saying people, and you're not saying yourself, because clearly it doesn't bother you that much, is what I'm sensing here.
I think if I were younger, I'd say, why is Terry such a, like, why is he so cranky? Like, I think he loves to
I don't hear crank.
Well, I think people like him in one setting. When he's using his platform to take shots at Tomlin, I think people love it.
Oh, when he made the cheerleader coach comment, people went bananas with that.
I think sometimes he says stuff that I think is disrespectful a little bit. Like, I think he knows Tomlin is, well, maybe he doesn't. I mean, maybe that, if that's his real opinion, I guess I can't say it's disrespectful. I can say I think it was ridiculous at the time. But I think with him, it's a classic case of when he assails a Steelers figure that people already don't like or are frustrated with, great job, Terry, go get him. But when it was Chuck Knoll or when it was the Rooneys, it's how dare
but
you.
But he doesn't really assail the Rooneys. I mean, he loved Art. He loved the Chiefs.
When it's a perceived slight against...
Sure.
When it's a perceived slight against somebody that the fans have always loved, it's how dare you. When it's him going after Mike these days, it's... Because I thought the Aaron Rodgers stuff was a dig at Mike by him, by the way. I thought, like, why are they, like... screw this guy and just like generally saying, why are the Steelers letting this happen? I felt like that was a subtle dig at Mike.
Well, it has to be, because Mike, we know, is the person that's driving the bus for Aaron Rodgers.
Right, and Terry likes to occasionally still try to come off like, I'm just Terry Bradshaw, but I think he's very calculating when he says this stuff and puts this out there in interviews. I don't think he's just playing the Allman Brothers and rambling around.
Donnie, what's your take? This is a guy that played quarterback in your dad's heyday and decades before you were born. Do you think it's ridiculous that he hasn't had some kind of jersey retirement ceremony like they did with Franco a couple years ago?
Yeah, he should absolutely get the number retired. And I fear that maybe we never see it, or by the time we do, it'll unfortunately be after his passing, which I know... nobody expected that to happen with Franco. I mean, it literally happened, 3 days before?
Yep.
And it turned, you know, into more of a memorial service than anything, albeit it was a cool event in person. But I like to see the person that is getting the number retired or the person getting honored, I want to see them there to take that in. And we know the Steelers love to... not officially retire numbers.
Yeah, but they've opened up Pandora's box on that, right? With Franco and Joe Green.
I mean, there's three. There's Stautner, there's Joe Green, and there's Franco.
Let me ask you guys,
but they have so many unofficial retired numbers. We haven't seen another 12. We're not going to see another 7. We haven't seen another 43 or 86 or 36 or 52.
Let me ask you both a question. Donnie, based on something you said earlier, you fear that if they do officially retire it, it'll be too late. He'll have passed, maybe even. Do you think that they might be waiting for that? They'll do it posthumously, but they're not. It's just like the way baseball might be trying to stick it to Pete Rose's memory by, hey, yeah, we might open the door now for you after you're dead, but that's really vindictive what I'm hypothesizing.
I know, you hate to like put that on them, but when you see the way Dulac answered this question, I don't think it's happening anytime soon. He's insinuating that the team itself still harbors some kind of ill feelings towards the player, and they don't want to do it.
So you think that what I'm proposing here is like completely out of bounds?
Maybe, or like to Donnie's point, they just, all right, we retired the number of the guy who is responsible for the greatest play in football history, retired the number of the guy who was most responsible for us winning 4 Super Bowls, and we're going to stop there. But once you start, like, I think it now looks kind of ridiculous that the quarterback from those teams does not have his number retired. And I think it is personal. Call me crazy, but I think if he had a better relationship with the Steelers, his number would be retired by now. And I feel like that's what Dulac's alluding to when he writes it that way. And I think that's a shame. Like, one of the great things,
personal feelings dictate something that in theory should be about performance and how much you meant to the franchise.
One of the great things that's happened with the Penguins in the last couple of years since their playoff streak ended was when, now I know Mario is not owning the team anymore, so it's a different ownership group, but when cooler heads prevailed and they finally gave Jágr his jersey retirement ceremony and said, let's let bygones be bygones. How sick was that?
Cathartic for the fans more than it was anything else. Probably cathartic for the player and for the franchise, but the fans ate it up.
Everything about it was awesome.
And if you're a franchise to one extent or another, probably the greatest extent, you sort of have a duty to your fans, do you not? Like, you're in business theoretically to make money, yes, but also to be something that people can have civic pride in.
Well, I think that those two things are interwoven and interconnected.
Should be. The better you are, the more money you're going to make and the more your fans are going to respond to you.
Yeah, I just it was interesting seeing a lot of the feedback and takes that came in on the Bradshaw thing yesterday, and there was just a ton of Steelers fans who are like, pretty much F this guy, I'm not going to pay attention to anything he says. And it's like a really, unless if you're someone who's our age, you're 40 or under, I just think it's a weird take to have that you have some kind of animosity or anger over a guy that's synonymous with four Super Bowls. What did he ever do to you? He went on Fox and said something about Ben Roethlisberger that didn't sit right with you, and that's now you're going to excommunicate the guy from the Steelers.
If you're a certain age and have zero recollection or really appreciation for Bradshaw because you're so young, then yeah, you feel like he's assailing your guy.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great, but it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
MLB.TV is home to baseball's biggest stars. Watch every out-of-market game, live or on demand.
He got it! is unbelievable.
Plus, you'll get 24/7 access to MLB Network. Stream every big pitch.
He struck him out.
Every home run.
Gone.
Everything baseball. All season long on MLB.tv. Start a free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.